I guess, figure out the details of our resumption. Figure out. But we'll try to get through as much as we can. I envision probably one more shiur on Shavuos HaPikadon, just to, because we're not going to finish everything. So just to be, as comprehensive as we can be, we'll try to do one more, mid-length, or a little longer than usual shiur, I guess, just to finish off. But we'll try to get through as much as we can already today. And then when we pick up pretty much afterwards, we're going to start with the Shavuos HaDayanim. So the first topics in Shavuos HaDayanim also are just very, Nikitas Chepetz and, the significance of violating the Shavuos Sheker, Kol Olam Nizdazeah. So then we'll start with that, and then we'll do what we can. Shavuos HaDayanim is an amazing parak, as is Shavuos HaNishboim. So we'll see what we can do. And, whatever we can't do, we'll try to stick in some other Masechta, Kedarkeinu. Okay, so we were discussing a very massive topic. Again, I feel a little badly because all these topics are huge, and we could spend so much more time on them if we had the time. But again, everything that we're doing today will be a little bit abridged. So we were talking about the issue of Einish Boim al Kfiras Shibud Karkos, which is a concept that exists, that appears in a number of Gemaras, as we know, in Bab Metzia and in Ksuvis, and here, most prominent among them, and implicitly in a few other places, which posed two problems. Number one, why do we distinguish between Mil Ba Pen and Mil Bishtar if you hold Shibud Daraisa, the question that Bali Tosis ask. Number two, how come, in particular, the Rambam, seems to have mostly, ignored this halacha or rejected this halacha, even in Milba Bishtar? As the Rishonim's question is, why did you also apply to Milba Peh? And the Rambam's problem is, he doesn't, he seems to be reluctant even to apply it to Milba Bishtar. And partly the question is, to assess Shibudim, as we discussed. That's particularly highlighted by the Ramban's suggestion, the one that he is Doche, but that is an amazing suggestion, which again Reb Chaim picked up on all those years later. That maybe it depends on the nature and quality and character of the Shibudim, and in that Gufa you might be Mechalek between Milval Pen, Milval Shtar, for reasons that we discussed. Maybe between Maisa Bezdin and the Shtar, maybe between Ksuva, even as a shtar and other chiyuvim. And again, that whole opens up a whole issue of, what about a potiki mafurish, mashkin, all those kind of things. That's one issue, certainly. And of course, the other side of the coin, on the shvua part at least, is how much karka do you require? Oh my goodness. What is this? Oh, yeah, you told me you wanted to show me something. How much karka do you require in order to qualify for Einish Boim al Kfiras Shibud Karkos, Einish Boim al Karkos, essentially? And that question, the question how much karka, I don't mean how much, dunams or whatever it is, obviously that's not what I mean. I mean how frontal or in the background does the karka need to be in order to qualify for the problem of Ein Nishboim al HaKarkos? And by extension, if the issue isn't Ein Nishboim al HaKarkos, but Ein Mevi'in Korban, al Kfiras Karkos or Shibud Karkos, so then that's a parallel question as well, whether it's meeting Karkain and Exeles or something of that sort. So we can just, I'm just saying, broadly speaking, how present and intense is the quasi-kinyan of Shibudim, the model of Nichsi Dibar Nishin Achroin Bar Boin Zeh LaZeh, as opposed to Chatzi Kinyan, the Abaya, you could say versus Rava, Mikan La Balam Afrei. Of course, in all of those, there are different ways to understand Abaya, different ways to understand Rava. I'm just using them in general terms. Rishonim in Bam Metzia, Daf Tezayin, discuss, you know, whether or not is it possible that, you know, that shevach demimela that grows in a karka which is, you know, meshubad, and then there's gvia, you know, that would really belong to the, you know, to the person who has the shibudim, or is that only some unusual case? Numerous sugis throughout Shas which really debate this question. It's a question about shmitas ksafim. It's a question about, you know, 100 different topics. And the second question, I say, how upfront or background karka, any taint of karka, is an einish boim problem? It has to be exclusively karka upfront to be a problem? Or what about something in between? What if you have karka and metaltalin, right? Does it matter which is ikar, which is tafel? You know, which is going to be part of the shibud aguf, which is part of the shibud karka? These are all objectively legitimate, necessary questions to ask when we're talking about these issues. These two pivots in the sugya, the character intensity of the shibudim and the degree to which you require tziruf to karka to be a problem. And there are numerous places to draw the line in both of these, and that makes it a little bit complicated. Okay. But what we saw is that for baletosis, you know, they're pretty okay. They don't seem to be having, you know, any anxiety, you know, any existential crisis, you know, with the din itself of Einish Boim al Kvira Shibu Karkos. Ad kedei kach, that, you know, that Shibu Karkos and Karkos are practically, you know, interchangeable for them, as we saw. And for them, the big question is more, you know, to explain Shibudu Daraisa. They're not, you know, as I say, troubled by the Yisod. They're just troubled by the practical question. And to get out of that problem, you know, requires things like no karka, no or mechila, maybe basar takana. But in the end of the day, we understand exactly, I think, where they're coming from. There's still something more to say about tosis, which I'll get to in just a second. But that's the balitosis mentality. And the opposite spectrum, if we're just like looking at the bigger picture, is clearly, you know, the Rambam, who even in Milvah B'Shtar, as I say, is uncomfortable with all that, pretty much eliminates it, has it halfway in Shavuos HaEdos, right, where it depends, you know, whether you have any karka, you know, if it's only karka, then there's going to be a problem, but otherwise it's not a problem, which is already amazing. But pretty much in Toin V'Nitan, you know, Dabar Shesh Shalach Barbo Dalad Dalad, and in Ishus, Perek Tezayin, and in Hilchos Eidos, and so on, pretty much is dropping the whole halacha. He can't be dropping the Gemara. I mean, he's obviously assuming we don't paskin, you know, like this din, with the exception, pretty much, of Shavuos HaPikadon, which, excuse me, seems to have all sorts of implications, right, with regard to Shavuos HaPikadon and its relationship to Shavuos HaEdos, etc. So it seems like the Rambam, like the biggest sort of the Rambam, as Reb Chaim brings out, and as we found earlier, but in much more moderate fashion, right, in the Ramban, is the question of how to look at, you know, the Shibud Aguf and the Shibud Nechasim, and how to look basically at the Ikar Tviya. In other words, this question where if there are multiple assets, right, what is primary? The Ram seems to be taking the view that any whiff of karka is not enough to trigger these dinim, right? The focus, the mechayiv, the tviya, not just the gviya, but the tviya almost has to be karka centered, right? And that is something which, you know, probably is limited to shtar, milvah b'shtar's type of shibudim, but even then, only in a situation where it's not enough that you be nishba on something. That's what Reb Chaim was being mechadesh, but that you be nishba on everything. So if you have to be nishba on everything, then you're always kolel karka. Otherwise, the only time that you're kolel the karka, if it's shibudim, is if you have another collection assets. So shvus hapikadon as a mechayiv stands out as being singular, and shvus ha'edus, you know, ends up practically being a case of it. Again, it's interesting because the Rambam, as we know, does this dialectical dance, you know, throughout Perek Zion, you know, Perek Ches, Perek Tes, Perek Yud, where he's constantly comparing and contrasting at the same time. He's doing much more comparing than anyone else is, as we've seen, and we'll just sum up a little more today, between Shuas Edis and Shuas Epikard in both directions. He's deriving more things than anyone else is from one to the other, way beyond Techta Techta. And at the same time, he's making some subtle distinctions that no one else is making, you know, between them. So again, this kind of falls into the pattern in that, like, you know, it's almost like the Rambam, you know, couldn't leave out, you know, Enish Boim Alakarka, you know, completely, because Kfir Shubakarka completely, because, you know, it's so prominent in Shuas HaPikadon, so it's there, but it's not there the same way it's there in Shuas HaPikadon. Right, so again, you have the common or the parallel, and it's also there to contrast with the two at the same time. What the implication of that contrast is here is still open to question, but we'll discuss that in a minute. But the point is that, so for the Rambam, the one case where you have the full measure of Einish Boimak, Kfir Shubakarkos, is our sugya, is Shuas HaPikadon, and that's the line that Reb Chaim is accentuating, and that is because typically, it's enough for a shvua that you be nishba on something. If you're nishba on metaltalin, so the fact that you're also nishba on karka is not a pogame or a posel. That's what he says. And the chi of shvua applies, you know, if you're kofer one without being kofer the other. You don't have to be kofer everything. But in shvua sapikadon, apparently you have to be kofer everything. So why is that? So that just fits into the Reb Chaim's perspective. And his diuk in the Rambam, that the problem of Shuas HaPikadon is the problem of Karkain and Exelis. And if that's the case, so to be Gozel, right, it's not enough that you're denying something, to be Nishbal Sheker, it's enough that you're denying an asset or individual assets. And to be Gozel, Legamri, you have to be denying everything. Karka Umetalt. So what emerges from the Rambam, I think, is something very fascinating, and that is that Shuas HaPikadon is a different kind of shvua than all other shvuos. Now again, Reb Chaim's conclusion is, therefore the Mechayiv is Gezel, and he connects it to in Karkin and Exeles, and therefore thinks that that's a difference between Shuas Edis and Shuas HaPikadon. I think that the evidence doesn't warrant that throughout, and even here, of course, the Gezel factor is a tanai, as a tanai in the shvua, still may account for both of those things. I mean, the connection to Karkin and Exelis, which the Rambam does say in Perek Zayin, right, that the Karka is Eino Biyado. He quotes the Limud. Where is it? Perek Zayin. Let's look at these two Rambams for a second. What is it? Perek Zayin, Halakha, Gimel and Dalet. Right, we talked about that. Right, so that's pretty straightforward. Then he adds, "V'loma niftar mishuas apikadon hareza ilu hoda chayev v'yimishali mashu kafar." Contrast to, let's say, knas. L'fisha ne'amar v'pikadon o b'tzomasiyad o b'gazel o oshak amito o matzaveina. Right, hakol metaltalin. So here the emphasis is Yotze Mitachas, right? Yotze Karko Shem Metaltin V'Harein Lefnei Baalein Ubeches Kasan V'Yotze Avodim Shehukshe LeKarkos V'Yotze Shor Shein Gufan Momo. So again, is the point in the Rambam like Rashi that it's just Nigzeres HaKasu? That's how Rashi certainly seems to say it. Not Midin Karkin and Nigzeles. Or is the Rambam emphasizing Yatsu Avodim Shehukshul, I'm sorry, Yatsu Karko Shenim Metaltlin, he adds the words, V'harei Ein Hein Lefnei Balei Anu B'chez Kasa. Is that a reference to karka eina nigzelas? Hard to know. Hard to know. And then when he has the din of which is the din of enish by makfir shiva karkos, that's halacha. Which one? Nuval Shtar. Yud Gimel? Yeah. Yeah. No. So here it's V'chein Misha Haysal Avil B'Shtar V'Kafar V'Nizra Pater B'Shuas HaBikadon Sha'arei B'Shtar Nishtabe HaKarka V'Nim Sezek HaKofer B'Karka V'Kvar B'Arnu Sha'Kofer B'Karka Pater B'Shuas HaBikadon V'Chayv B'Shuas B'Tri Sha'arei Nizba Al Sheker Haysal Mila B'Edim Bilvad We'll get to that. Again, it just depends on that point. It depends on that point. When the Ram speaks about, where's the Ram about being makhish echad min hashutfim? Is that good? Where's that one? Just getting my perik yuds in my perik. Where's that? Ches yud beis. Misha yechayv mamon l'shtei shutfim v'tavo echad. That's the run right before. Yeah. Yeah. So the question: some of the achronim. I don't remember who. I just saw this once. Misha yechayv mamon l'shtei shutfim v'tavo echad mehem v'kafar bo v'nishba chay b'shvus abikado shrei kafar mamon. Tavu shneim, v'hoda b'kol le'echad mehem, v'amar lo lavisi ele mizeh levado, v'nizra pater b'shuas ha'bikonu, sh'lei pater atzo miklum, av'chai b'shuas bitui. Then the Rambam says, v'chein, mi shahaysa ala vil b'vishtar v'kafar ba b'nizra pater b'shuas ha'bikonu. So what's the v'chein? Right? What does being nizba... and what is being kofer le'echad min ashutfim but being moda bakol to the other one, what does that have to do with the din of Einish Bari Makfir Ashuba Karkos? So I think those who want to reinforce Reb Chaim's idea suggest that the Bechein is because that's not Gezel. Because the whole point is that it's not Gezel, because he's admitting the whole thing. He's just denying one of the shutfim, but he's admitting the whole value. Oh. And then V'chein, you know, that the problem of Ein Nishba Makfir Shuva Karkos, not just a Shvua problem, right, but it is a fundamental problem on the Tzad Mamon Shabbat. However, again, what I'm suggesting for these Rambams is that even if there is an element of Einish Bayin Shvua Sabikadom because of Karkein and Nigzelas, even if you want to make the Diuk, you know, in that line before, it's not just a description of Davra Metaltel and so on, it doesn't necessarily mean that Shvua Sabikadom, the Mechayiv, is Gezel. It may mean, again, that the Tnai that is necessary for this shvua, the specialized shvuas bitui that we have here, right, has to be shvua, right, sheyesh bo or shemechayev bo gezel. Right. So, getting back to the v'chein, I'd like to suggest the v'chein a little bit differently, and that is, I think this Rambam may be the counterpoint to the Meiri. We remember we'll talk more about it, but when the Gemara says that if you're moda le'echad min ashutfim and makhish to echad min ashutfim, but you're moda the whole amount, that you are pater mishvus abikara. That's the din here, right? So the Meiri said, only if the shutaf that you're moda to, right, admits that he's not the exclusive recipient, but that the other guy's a recipient as well. Correct? Right? Why is that? Possibly or probably, because otherwise you have this whole Gemara, this Bavli is a very strange Bavli. Meaning, it's a situation where the nitva, right, is not gaining any money from his claim because he's writing a check for the full amount. But isn't there still a situation where one of the shutfin is losing and is being stolen from? I mean, do we care if the toveya? I'm sorry, if the guy himself, if the toveya, we'll call him, right, is generous, you know, and wants to make a donation to charity, that gives him the right to steal from someone else? That was a rhetorical question, right? I wasn't really considering that that's possible. So what is this? So I think that's what bothered the Meiri, as we discussed. Meaning if the other guy, in the end of the day, admits that only half of the check belongs to him, even that's not so pasha. Right? So what? It doesn't come from the Nishba. It comes from the other Toveya, the Shutaf. So at the end of the day, right, he can't, you know, maybe he can't keep it. Maybe he's obligated to pass it on. We'll talk about the Yerushalmi of Inan Achroim Barboim in a couple of minutes, but maybe that's the problem. But it's a much bigger problem if you just take the Gemara Kipshuta. I'm not sure, in other words, what I'm asking is, the Meiri's remedy, I'm not sure that it should work, but at least it's an effort at a remedy. But the simple pshat of the Gemara is that if he's not benefiting or capitalizing, right, then the fact that the other guy is losing, right, doesn't seem to concern us in terms of Shavuos HaPikado. Right, so for the Meiri, maybe this is a way that being mitzaref them, or maybe he'll get his money back. Not perfect. But the Rambam just has it kipshuto. Misha yechayv mamon l'shnei shutfin b'tavo echad mehem the kafarbo b'nishba chayv b'shvus ha'pikado trey kafar mamon t'vo shneihem v'hoda b'kol l'echad mehem v'amar lo lavitzi ala mizeh levado v'nishba pater b'shvus ha'pikado shalai lo pater atzmo miklum avo chayv b'shvus bitui. But he doesn't say that he didn't mafsid the other guy. It's not the Meiri that the other guy is admitting. It would say the other guy doesn't admit it. Or let's say the other guy makes a proclamation that, you know, thank you so much for the extra $50 tzedakah. So, if that's the case, then we have a different way also to look at this halacha of shutaf. And that is that dafka, it's not a mechayev of gezel. It's not gezel alone. Gezel and hefsed mamon and so on are tnai in shvuas apikado. And the chiddush is that if he is not marviach because he's writing a full check, right, then that's not shvuas apikado. Even though maybe there really isn't a nigzal here. Right? So then all of this is a function of the kfiras mamon requirement. How do we define kfiras mamon, lekula and lechomra, in shvuas apikado? So again, I think it's still the analysis of Reb Chaim and the Chibur, and maybe even the diuk, you know, regarding but what I'm trying to say is that it's not necessarily only emphasizing or even always emphasizing gezel, because you might have gezel and it's not shvus apikado. Okay. Anyways, the Rambam represents, I think, clearly a certain extreme, and that's Reb Chaim's approach, and that's the distinction between Shuas Hedis and Shuas HaPikadon. And yet, as I say, it's the only place where you have even half of the story, and I think that that's intended to contrast and complement or parallel as well. On the other side of it, just to fill in, so we have Tosas, which we discussed. There are two things to add to Tosas. Tosin Bab Metzia on Dalet Amud Beis gives which answers? David?
He gives both.
A little more, right?
In the car.
Correct. One second. How's it go here? Yeah, how's it? You have it?
Yeah,
read it good if you don't mind.
In this one, Shira Chiba Karkos, him tell my Lamadam Parak, get Pasha Chibu to the right, Motor Mix at the time, now Lama Nishba, Hakover Shibu Karkos. Vish Lomar Shemahalo Hashibu.
One second. So, Machalo Ashibud.
That's the same answer.
That's one answer. That's the answer that he gives here as well. Yeah. So, let me ask you the following question. It's not my question. I think it's Marshall's question. What? Oh, the Maram's question. Yeah. Maram. What's the question? You saw it? What's the question? Seems like you saw it.
Sorry, what is it? He asked on the question of.
No, that's we'll get to that in a second. Yeah. So the Maram Al-Attar asks the question, so what difference is between, if the case is one where he was Mochel, the Shibud, what's the difference between Milva Bishtar and Milva Alpeh? Ah, what's the answer to that question? I mean, it's a good question. Let's acknowledge that. What's the difference? Unless you say something like what the Ramban suggested, what Reb Chaim says, namely, that there's a difference between the quality of Shibudim of a Milva Bishtar and Shibudim of a Milva Alpeh. And then you have an interesting double Chiddush. Is it possible that you can't be Mochel the Shibudim of Karkos, but you can be Mochel the Shibudim of a Milva Alpeh? A, I want to discuss that for 1 second, probably more than a second. B, can that work in with what Tosas is saying? Meaning, im kvar az kvar, if you already acknowledge there's a difference between Milval Peh and Milval Bishtar and the quality of the Shibudim, or the nature of the Shibudim, why don't you just give Ramban's suggested answer? Or Reb Chaim's answer, whatever you want to call it. So on two levels. Number one, this distinction between Milva Alpeh and Milva Bishtar, the Shibudim regarding Mechila, is, I think, an interesting question. But one could have said, I think, one of three things. Number one, you could say that you can be Mochel any Shibud. Right? No matter what it is. You know, it's still less than a Kinyan Be'en. Even if you assume, let's take the view of the Marik. Did we discuss Mechila in the last couple of years ever?
Did we? Yeah, Mechila Tshecha Kenyan.
Oh, in Sanhedrin.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we talk about the Marik and the Stira and Rambams and the Bach and a lot of the Achronim who discuss the question, right, the Sugya in Sanhedrin above in the context of Pshara as a big discussion, a big long Tosis and other Rishon of the Mordechai and so on, right, whether Mechila Tshecha Kenyan or Ein Tshecha Kenyan. And we talk then about, you know, whether Mechila is Siluk, or Mechila is a Hakna'a, or it's kind of a commitment, you know, not to pursue Gviya. What is Mechila? Okay. So let's assume for the moment that, you know, Mechila doesn't work on a Be'en, and Mechila works on Tzchuse Gviya. You can be Mochel Tzchus, but you can't be Mochel a Be'en. Right, so it's an interesting question to ask, can you be Mochel Shibudim or not? So you could have said, in theory, that you can't be Mochel any Shibudim. It's like being Mochel a Be'en. I think that's very, might be difficult to say. I don't think we find explicitly anywhere in the Gemara that you can be mochel shibudim, so it's something you could argue. Actually, I think there are two reasons why you may not be able to be mochel shibudim. One is if it's too concrete, because then it's like a ban. Assuming you can't be mochel a ban, which is a debate. The other is if it's too far afield. Because then it comes under the issue of being mochel a davar shelo baliola. Moshel ma davar dome, right? The 2 days in Yerushalmi and the debate among the Rishonim that we did refer to earlier this year, right? We talked about knas. Can you be mochel knasos? Right? Especially if it's something that's generated by hamada bedin. So can you be mochel at in advance? Maybe it's like being mochel davar shelo baliola. Mixed evidence in knasos. Maybe shibudim, if it's either too concrete, then it's a problem of be'en. If it's too amorphous or down the road, then if it's just novea from the shibud aguf and it's a naturally flows from that, maybe you just can't be mochalit. It's too mimela and too distant. So those are the two opposite things to think about. Within that, could you be mechalek between milva bishtar and milva alpeh? Right? So here I think you could be arguing in both directions. The more likely argument, and what we need to say to answer the Maram's question, would be to say, well, a milva alpeh is just a schus gviya down the road, and maybe you can be mochel that, as long as it isn't davar shelo baliola, maybe it's something that is always attached to the shibud aguf, or that kind of davar shelo baliolam and shibudim miked. I mentioned the other day, right, the sugya of de'ekni, they want to, maybe you can be mishabin davar shelo baliolam, maybe you can be mochel the shibud of a davar shelo baliolam, right? But shibudim that flow from milva bishtar, if they're really chatzi kinyan, that's too close to being mochel abem. And that would explain this phenomenon. But you might have said the opposite. You might have said that milva bishtar are upfront, right? And they exist. And therefore you can be mochel them. They're not a davar shelo baliola. And they're independent from the shibud aguf. Being independent from the shibud aguf makes it better and worse, right? Whereas nichsid inushin nachroin varvoin, maybe they're more distant and therefore more difficult to be mochel. So that's an interesting question, an interesting issue. The other point is that once you acknowledge in either direction the distinction between milva peh and milva bishtar's quality of shibudim, so then why don't you think that, you know, that's the perfect answer, you know, to the question to begin with? Right? So number one, even the Ramban, who, I don't think the Ramban was chozer on the perspective that the quality of shibudim milva bishtar milva peh is different. I just think he was chozer or doche that that's the answer to this question. Because you still might take the view that notwithstanding the difference, right, that the shibudim of milva alpev, shibudim d'oraisa, are still sufficiently part of the picture that it's a nishboim alakarka. And that might be particularly true for balitosis, who show even less inclination to try to figure out what is ikar, what is tafel, whether they're both together, whether only if there's karka it's a problem, whether it's only if metaltalin that there's a solution, right? But either way, that's one issue to mention for Tosis. The other issue to mention, go ahead, David, was this, go ahead. Yeah, that we know is highly questionable, right? Just because you can't implement the nature of the takana, right? My reduce le mishabdi.
The isle mishabdi, the leisle b'nei chari. The isle b'nei chari, afilu yeshalad eidim pater.
So this is another key line that I want to look at. The Tosa says what? E islay bnei chari, and he applies this earlier also. Earlier he says, "Bishom shemachal shibud o she'ein lo klal karkos afilu mishabdi." He doesn't even have mishubadim, and let's say he had bnei chari, that would be a problem, right? And now he says it explicitly. Umayri di islay mishabdi veleislay bnei chari di islay bnei chari afilu yeshal avedim patur. Right, and then he says also vi leisle afilu mishubadim afilu yeshal of shtar chayiv. Ah, so let's talk about those 2 points for a minute. What do you think about that? The first one. Let's say there are no nechasim mishubadim, but there are nechasim karka b'nei chari.
Right, so I wasn't sure if the Ramban was saying something similar at the end of his piece.
Could be. Well, we'll get to the Ramban in a second. Is there any reason to dispute what the Ramban, I mean, what Tosa says here? Does anybody dispute it? Michael?
I don't know if anyone disputes it, but if you say that blurs a line between Milvishtar and Milvopet, do you focus on being quarter also?
What do you mean blurs the line?
Because meaning, just like we're saying, that Tosa is equating
Well, they are in general, right? They're not being distinct.
I think that B'nai Chori, like the distinction, if you focus more on, if you bring an element of B'nai Chori, then it also lends itself to that comparison.
In which direction? I mean, the Shibudim and Milva Bishtar are more like Balpeh or the other way?
Yeah.
Oh. So who actually says something like this or about this? David? Adam? I mean, isn't this Yitzi? Liam? Josh? Isn't this what Reb Chaim really says? Reb Chaim says explicitly, a few times, that if you have Nechasim B'nei Chori, right, that's not Einish Boi Malak HaKos. Because as long as there are B'nei, this is an interesting question, as long as there are only B'nei Chori, right, we don't look at them in terms of shibudim. It's me. Minoiv afilu miglima dal kasvai. Right, should also be familiar to everybody from the Sefer. Right. So that's an interesting question. When you have karka, when again, if you sell that karka, right, then its connection to gviyas is betoras nechasim mishubadim. So there is, in a way, already a lien on the karka. I mean, that lien doesn't get generated at the time, you know, when it's sold. But the question is, as long as there's b'nei chori, as long as there's gviya minchasim b'nei chori, and therefore you're not going to look at other shibudim, even if they existed, maybe that's also a way to say that you don't relate to the karka, even though there are mishubadim, you don't relate to the gviya. It's not, the gviya is not betoras mishubadim, is what I'm trying to say. It's not the Torah's karka either. You don't say, oh, you can either take from the metalklin or from these nechasim, you know, which are omeid l'shibud, and or which are mishubadim, or maybe which have a double character. You know, they're b'nei chori and they're, you know, mishubadim. Maybe you do. Obviously, Tosas thinks that you do. Or I'm not sure. I'll tell you what I mean in a second. Right? What Reb Chaim was saying is, as long as it's b'nei chori, right? Everything is just shibud aguf. It's minoy afilu miglima dal kaspoy. There's no, not the Torah. Again, he doesn't mean that the shibud only begins once you sell the object. What we mean is that until that point, we don't relate to this in a gviya context, and therefore on the agenda when we're defining what it all is, we're not necessarily looking at it, you know, as kalos karka. Even though it's karka. Now, Tosas obviously doesn't think about this at all. Tosas is afalpi, the contrary. Tosas thinks that, if you look earlier, what did Tosas say? Shemachal l'shibud o she'en lo kal karkos afilu mishabdi. And now, also, so again, I think Tosis Lishitaso here, that Tosis' view on Einish Boim ala Karkos is anything, you know, that is Mitzuref to it as a Gvia option. It doesn't have to be Ikar, it doesn't have to be exclusive, it doesn't have to be equal. You know, so he's going to say, well, there is a Shibud Karka. Are you not relating to a Bitor? It doesn't matter. What will happen if it gets sold later? You're going to relate to it that way. Then, that's also Mitzuref to Karka. So I'm just not sure, is the debate here over whether or not, you know, Gvia Bikarka Bnechari has a double character or also a character of Gvia Bnechari, or is it part of the same broader issue of how, you know, even expansive, you know, or long shot a connection to Karka do you need in order to qualify for the problem of Einish Boim Malakarka? So that's number 2 point in Tosis. Yeah, did you want to add something, Danny?
What's the first one? How do you claim the collection from the Kufas?
How do you claim what?
The collection from the
Kufas. I'm not following. If you hold, say the whole sentence. If you hold what?
According to the first mahalach that we just said.
First mahalach, which was what? I mean, what I was saying against Tosis, or what I was saying, what I'm saying in the name of Reb Chaim, which is that even if you have karka, when your gova karka is b'nei chori, we look at it as the shibud aguf, and as miglima dal katfai, we don't relate to it as karka. Okay, so you're asking, how do I explain gviya min alekuchos?
Yes, sir.
We're good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's why it's a good exercise to find out exactly what you mean. Right. Okay. The second point is what Tulsa says is if there's no karka at all, then even milva bishtar should be no problem. Okay. Asher. Obvious or not obvious? And does anybody argue? Does anybody argue is not fair unless you're already studying for your yad bechinas? I guess I have to get Itamar back. What? Let's say you have a milva bishtar, but the guy has no karka. That's Tosas' answer. It's almost like the parallel to the Maraman problem. Meaning, Tosas says, oh, no problem. Right? Mishkachas la b'mochel, the ain lo karka. Right? But we're saying, but what happens in milva bishtar? Yeah? Sorry? Is there? Right, okay. But is that the same as what we discussed yesterday or a much, much more radical case? Would you say Tosis is more likely right about this? Or what is what Tosis says Mechudash? Or anybody who argues Mechudash? And relate that, since you already correctly brought it up, to what we discussed yesterday. This is part of the oral Bechina?
Well, I mean,
a two-part question. I mean, you could just jump in and say what you really think, which is, so you think Tosis is correct? Would being cholek with Tosis be mechudash, or is Tosis mechudash?
I'm more known that to be more abstract version of shibud, where Tosis would be mechudash.
Even in this case? And saying, compared to what we were talking, let's say yesterday's discussion, right? Either, you know, they made a takana that you can't collect any more from karka of lukuchos, or let's say avad lo ashtar, but there was a shtar. Everybody admits that there was a shtar, or part of the debate is that there was a shtar. Can you mix that in, right? Where befoal, let's say lemaisa, you're not going to be able to be gove minchasa mishubadim, and there's a range in that, as we saw also. Maybe not, likely not, definitely not, right? But at the end of the day, Kamish Maya Galia, there was Shibut Nakasa. mean, there was karka, there was a shtar, or part of the debate he's claiming is part of the shtar, and therefore in the abstract discussion, yidhar shibudim, presumably, right? So you're saying that as a good, you know, conceptual thinker, you're not saying that about yourself, I'm adding that part in, that you like the idea that there should be the impact of shibudim even when it's befoal, not accessible.
But I guess here it would be more radical.
Here it's way more radical, right? Because there was never any karka in which the shibud was chal. So it's not just that lemaisa now it's not befoal gaviable, right? It's that me'olam, right? This chalos of shibud shtar or shibud karka or whatever was never chal on any asset. So this is exactly what I want to bring out. In other words, so Tosa says it's pretty reasonable that even if you take the view that milva b'shtar, I'm saying let's take Reb Chaim's perspective on milva b'shtar or the Ramban's nidcha shita, but let's say I think he didn't nidcha, you know, the notion that the quality of the shibud would have been different. In other words, milva b'shtar, right, where there's no karka. I'd say, well, it didn't. There's no chalos, correct? You agree? Even though I'd be totally inclined, you know, to dismiss, you know, the notion that just because lemaisa you can't befall be goveb, that either there's no shibud or the shibud doesn't matter. The two things we'll get back to in a second. Correct? So that's why it's just fascinating to note that there is a cholek. But here's where you have to be a Chosha Mishma person, or I've looked it up. I didn't give it to you because we want to move more quickly. Anybody know? Happen to know?
Smok.
What?
Smok.
Yeah. How'd you know that? You looked up the Chosha Mishma.
I saw quoted.
Oh, okay. So the Sman, Simon Pei Zion, Sif Cotton, I wrote it down somewhere, so I know where I have it. Sif Cotton. One second. What is it? Nun Aleph. And I think the Shach is Nun Aleph. No. Or maybe I'm wrong. One second. Oh, you're right. Yeah. Simon Peches. Sorry. Sif Katan Nun Aleph. And the Shach is Cholech and Sif Katan Mem Tes. The Sma takes the view. I think I even wrote down the Lashon. Choshev Hashtar Kekarka. Even the cost of shtar k'day litrof bo. That even if you don't have, he again says Tosas. Even if there never was karka, if it's milvav b'shtar, it's einish by matfir shuba karkos. Very radical view. How would you explain that? Ari, how would you explain it?
Well, I guess last year, at least, you mentioned a few times that it's very possible that the method of kenyan reflects back onto the strength of the kenyan.
Say that again?
It's possible that the method of Kenyan could reflect on the strength of the Kenyan.
So like the Shtar here, meaning even though practically there's never any karmic mishabi, it's possible
that like doing a Kenyan Bishtar just makes the Kenyan, I guess, a higher level in a sense.
What do you mean by the Kenyan, though? I think you're onto something, but...
Well, just
the
Ortho Lowing, I guess, in this case.
Right, so I'll just take, terminologically, I'll just, you know, add the Shibud Aguf. Right. What you have to say for this, I mean, this has to hang on something, right? So again, I think Tosis is what's saying here is eminently reasonable according to all views. But I think the Sma needs an explanation. But I think the explanation would be, I think that's what you're saying, right? That the Shibud HaGuf impact is impacted by the fact of Milbush. I don't think it's so obvious. The fact that you set up a mechanism which, had you had karka, would have turned it. Because again, it's a double chiddush, it's a triple chiddush. It's just mechudash, period. Moreover, one might have thought, or one would have thought, that the view that says that milva b'shtar's shibudim are different than milva alpez is dafka not so much because it flows from the shibud aguf, but because it attains a certain independence separate from the shibud aguf. That's the whole point. Meaning that Arvus is a backup. So when you need it, you have it, you get it. It flows from the Shibud Aguf. But Shibud Nechasim is like a Miktsas Kinyan now, independent of the Shibud Aguf. Maybe not completely independent. Again, if you have no Shiva Nagof, you're not going to have Shiva Nechassim. If you're Mochel Shiva Nagof, you're going to be, you know, the Shiva Nechassim going to fall away. That's a different story, right? Shmuel. And by the way, Shmuel's Mechila is on the Chov. It's not on the Shibud. We were talking before about whether they can be Mochel the Shibud, right? So you might have thought that that's the whole point, that there's something immediate and separate from, although not unrelated to, the Shibud Aguf. But the idea that it changes the quality of the Shibud Aguf and that it can be enough, you know, to be viewed as Einish Boim Al Kfir Shiva Karkos, because there's no karka still. Right? There's just no karka. Right? So you're really saying it's a din in the quality of the Shibud. B'makom karka. But that's what you have to say. Okay. Then from there we went to discuss, again, we discussed the Gonim, we discussed the Rimigash. Just so on the Rimigash level, we have to move on to other things because we have a big agenda today. On the Rimigash level, just to mention, yeah.
So just on that last point, what's the idea that you can't take a Shvua on like the stronger Shiva? Just the idea that like you can't even have an avenue of sort when you was tied to such.
You're pursuing this idea.
Yeah, I'm saying like why does that manifest itself in the fact you can't take a Shvua?
Right, that's what I was saying. So I think you have to say that the because this Shibud had the potential. I mean, that's the language that he uses. I think it's very strange, but I think Choshev Ashtar Kekarka Kivin Dekosev Shtar Kedei Litrov Bo. Somehow, the fact that the Shibud Aguf, right, has the ability to or is connected with the capacity of Gevias Karkos and Choshev Meshubadim makes the that makes the Shibud Aguf that you're being nishba on associated with karka, mitzur of the karka, according to the Sma. Because there's no karka.
Right, so I'm saying...
Having a Shibud on the level of the quality that it can generate karka is a tziruf to ein nishba yom
alakarkos. So I'm saying, what perspective does that take? Basis for
Inish Bana Karkos. It's not like a Chatzah Shal Shavua game. Right. It sounds like it's a
Mechayev. It's like that when you have such a secure milveh, so then you just don't have an avenue of tzur.
Correct. And again, there is other evidence of that. Again, it's like it's connected to the Beti, I guess. How much of a fortress is this Shibud? And therefore, again, but it's a strange, because it's not comparable to some of the other dinim of karka, let's say, like, you know, shmira bakarka, you know, gazela bakarka. That certainly doesn't apply to shibudim. It's strange, but I think that you have to say something like that. This doesn't make any sense. Again, the shach doesn't like it, so he'll probably tell you, "Don't worry about it." But yeah, avenish by malakar kos, 100%. Very strange. Okay. On the Rimigash, as we discussed, there are like two perspectives. If you look at the Rimigash, just at the original Rimigash comment, I want to go into all the details, but it's the Rimigash in Valbasra on Kuf Chav Ches. And there are also two tshuvas of the Rimigash, which you can find in the tshuvas of the Rimigash, and which are also quoted in the Shittim Kuvetzes in Babetzia. And Avdalin on the base. I see in the newer Rimigash and Bab Metzia, and the Rimigash and Bab Basra, I'm sorry. So they also printed Likutim on the Bab Metzia, I guess, from the Shittim Kubatzas. So he reproduces it all there with some Haros. The Lashonos and the Rimigash mostly seem to accentuate the question of Tviya. In other words, again, how do you look at this Tviya? Is it a Tviya of Karka or a Tviya of Metaltalin? And the fact that, you know, Oved Hashtar or Shema Maisi Ha'edim, or and so on and so forth, right? All of that is part of the factor of tviya. But there is one or two lines in those formulations in the tshuvas that do seem to accentuate the status of the shibud. As I say, in the Ramban's recapitulation of it, there are two different lines. One is lo mikri shibud, the other is lo mikvi toveya b'shibud, or tviyas shibud, as we discussed. The Rush clearly understood that what the Ramban understood was that there's no shibud, and that's why he's saying, it's not edi kiyum. I don't understand why there's no shibud here. I think Natan brought to my attention that the Sefer Trumos sees it in the way that Itamar was arguing yesterday, which again is the second formulation in the Ramban, and without the Rush, you might have said that the first one is just Labdafka, just that the Rush clearly understands it differently. And that is that it's a din in the tviya, or characterizing the tviya based on how practical or likely it is to get this kind of gviya. But Sefer Trumas is really mostly just quoting lines from the Rimigash itself, the ones which go in that particular direction. The Ramban himself, even though he rejects that, does rehabilitate it in a case where the Edim were mace, or we know that the Shtar, he's mechalek between, you know, where part of the dispute is whether you have the wherewithal, you know, to go through with this, like you have a Shtar in your hand, or in the case of the Rimigash, you know, you have Sloim Dinrim, and the guy says, oh, Sloim doesn't mean two, it means three, and the other guy says, not three, it's five, you know. So there's no objective way, you know, to prove it one way or another, even though in the abstract they're certainly arguing about Shibud Nechasin. Again, the Ramban thinks that as long as, you know, it's only a suffek, you know, it's still subject to the din of Ein Nishma Makfir Shibud Karkos. But he does agree that, you know, if we know for sure the Shtar was torn up or lost, or in a case, or he suggests that at least, in a case where the Edim, you know, have died, that would change the equation. Again, because then the shibudim bar paka, or more likely because it's not, you know, the tviya is not defined by that, you know, possibility anymore. We just don't define it as shvua or kfir or tviya, you know, shel mama. The Ramban himself, in the end, after rejecting as an explanation for this problem the distinction between milvav pen and milvav shtar, ends up suggesting again something very similar. Namely, Yoni? Saad? Moshe? Asher? The Ramban's own suggestion in the end? David? Eitan? Joey? He just says that in most cases of Milval Peh, right, with a Nechasim Mishubadim, you don't end up Lemaisa being Gova. David? Why? Yeah.
Because
you can always claim paraiti, and since you can, and you can get the migo of paraiti as well, and even if the guy himself says lo nifra yochoshish lekenunya, so in the end of the day, most cases of milval peh, I said actuarially, let's say, in most cases of milval peh, you're not going to be gov nechasim mishibadim. Even if it's true that shibud is daraisa, it's only going to happen in very rare cases. And therefore, unless you have the circumstances of those rare cases, right, it's an uphill battle for gviya menachasim shibudim and shibud daraisa, and therefore it's not on the agenda. He doesn't say there's no shibud in this point at all. However, in milvav b'shtar, since shtar chabiyani my boy. You know, so you're not going to have that problem. Were it to be true, let's say that we had a shtar, and then you had the Edim who said, you know, that it was, nifra. Right? But there was some other dispute about something which affected the shibudim. He said, okay, it was nifra, but there should be shibudim for some other reason. Ramban says, then you would treat Milvishar and Milval Peh identically. Regarding the idea that, as the Rush understood it, everybody have that line in the Ramban? just to get it on the record? In terms of the range of shitas. That's Ramban?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Elahatam lafisha kol mash adam torif min alakuchos ikar shibudu alav. That's his time on his previous answer. Ve'ikar tainatza osa hu tovev. Ani omer de be'edim la mishkachas la de gabi min alakuchos. Ela kegon de amri anan sadi de lo para. Ve'efshar de gabi be de lo mata zimne ke de gabi mi yasmei. Mishim de lo avid inish de para be go zimne. Afal pisha ain't for us.
Maybe that would be another case.
Aval basar zimne vade afal pisha chai mo de lo gabi. De ha tain yun la lakuchos. Helkach matul mi mar para. Ve'chi gabi mine gabi. Umine vafil miglima del caspe, Hilkach shiba metatal in who, Dirami al colmai de isle the day shiba de raisa, Kinimuha perket pashur, Miveha isha and share atano shabo yoti lecha so avot hakutsa, Umishamaki colmoda mixas nishba, the lav shiba carcosu, Vahenami de Rikia kemaisa lav shiba carcosu, El imkin amru shahim adim shiloparu, Veliba demand de amar shiba de raisa, Will the Indian carbon shvua la olam hakover bepikadon chayiv, Mishim de la olam lo gabi milakuchos.
Okay, very good. So that's how the Ramban ends up. Regarding the idea that the way the Rosh understood it, which is that they were saying that there's no shibud if it's not collectible. So I already suggested an explanation based on the Rav's explanation of the, you know, central role of karka and the central role of shtar in terms of batichas and so on. So I just wanted to reinforce that with two Rambams very quickly that don't prove this point, but on the general idea that shibudim are linked, right, to a greater sense of security, right, that you're going to be able to collect. And those are the two Rambams I just wanted to mention. One is the Rambam itself in Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet Hilchos Tohen, where the Rambam says one of the ones where the Rambam, you know, avoids Einish Boim Al Kfir Shuba Karkos and Bon B'Miktsas, right? He says that the sugya there is Midin what? But then it's interesting that the Rambam adds, he adds a line. Anybody see it? Seemingly a gratuitous line. This is the Rav's Ha'ara, as far as I remember. Ein modu b'miksas chai b'shuad shiyodu b'dover shiyav sholach por. Keitza, misha ton al chaveiro v'amar mea dinar meishli etzlechav. Chamishim shevishtar, zeh v'chamishim below shtar. Ein lechav yadi al chamishim shevishtar. Ein zeh modu miktsas atayin. Shevishtar lo toil kfiraso bo. Then he adds v'harei kol nechasav mishubadim bo. V'afilu kafar ba yechayiv l'shalim. Why does the Rambam add the words v'harei kol nechasav mishubadim bo? He just said that the reason there's no modu miktsas because davar shiyav shalach bo. Why add Harei Kol Nechasav Mishubadim Bo? And it's particularly, it's not just gratuitous, it's a little bit, I wouldn't say in your face, but it's a little bit ironic, because the Gemara says about this case that what? That it's Einish Boim Al Kfir Yoshuva Karkos. So it's bad enough that the Rambam kind of turned his back on that. So then he happens to mention Harei Kol Nechasav Mishubadim Bo as something that reinforces Sharei Shtar Lo Tov Kfiraso Bo? Right? So what's going on with that? So the Rav thought that that when the Rambam was trying to emphasize that when that the concept of Milva B'Shtar being a Dabar Shef Sharlach Barbo, right, he wanted to say it not just in a pragmatic way, but like in a bigger way. Namely, that in the milva b'shtar, you know, that milva, there's a certain security that you have, certain batichos. So what he's saying is that you can't deny it, right? And there are even the chasam mishubadim. That's nothing to do with the kfira, but it has. There's an intimate connection between, or didn't have to be, but, and I'll show you the other one in a second, but there seems to be an intimate connection between the inability to deny it, like to say shtar chabiyati my bai. But we can say shtar chabiyati my bai, you can't say perua. Right? And, because again, the shtar is edim, we know that the real pshat in the Rambam, based on the other Rambam later on, right? Perek, Dawud, right? Halacha, Halacha Ches, right? With Eidechod, b'shtar chabiyati my bai. Talked about it in Natsukra Baba. So there is an interesting connection between, you know, the security that you can't deny it, and the security that even if you don't have the money, you don't have the Shibud Aguf, you know, the Miglima V'al, you know, Dal Katvei, that, you know, still there's a means to pay for it. So that idea is reflected in another Rambam. Could be the Rav said this also, but definitely I've expanded on it. That's the Rambam Hilchos Malva V'Lova, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Yeah, so this is an interesting issue. The Mishnah says in the very end of Balvasra, Kuf Ayin Heyom and Aleph. Second. Right, Hamalvus Chaver Bishtar is the, you know, the Mishnah, right? Hamalvus Chaver Bishtar, all things, you know, come to people who have patience. So if you go through all of Avasra, you know, and you get to the last Mishnah, right? You get Hamalvus Chaver Bishtar, Govim and Chasim Ishabadim. How do you like that? Al Yidei Edim, Govim, Minachasim, B'nei Chorin. That's where the Gemara discusses that. Doraisa, Drabanan, Shibur Doraisa, it's all the last Sugid. But the Mishnah says, Hotzi Alav Ksav Yado, Shu Chayiv Lo, Govim, Minachasim, B'nei Chorin. Then the Mishnah talks about Arin. Right? This is the whole Sugid of Shibur Doraisa, Shibur Alav Doraisa, Lekuchos, Yorshim, you know, the whole business. All here on Kuf Ayin Hei. And then Kufa and Vav. This is where you have, you know, Mishas Ksiva, Mishas Ksuva, which we talked about the other day. Is it Shtar Kinyan, Shtar Raya? All this is here. Why am I telling you this? Hotzi Alav Ksav Yado. What's that? Yitzi, what's Hotzi Alav Ksav Yado? What's a Ksav Yado? Right, no Edim. A guy writes in his own pen that he acknowledging his obligation. That's Ksav Yado. Where else do we have it? What areas of halacha? Gittin, right? Another payoff, you know, with patience. Right? You have to get to the end of the Masechta. When does the Masechta end? What daf? Yeah. So that's the last parak, parak avagarish, right? So you have to get to the Mishnah on Peivav. To get to, you know, Gimel Gittin Psulose. Right, that's Rab Lazar Rabeir. Edim Sira Karsid, Chasima Karsid. When I was in the Rav Shir, we learned Gittin one year, so he decided to start backwards from Hamagarish, because he said, really the Masechta should begin in Hamagarish. Anyways, I think it's because he did the first part.
Are we doing that in two years?
What?
Are we doing that in 2 years?
Hamagarish? Yeah. I don't know, we'll see. Are they supposed to be doing it from the beginning? Anyways, so the Mishnah there says, Gimel Gittin Psulin, one of them is, Hotzi Alav, you know, Ksav Yado, Hotzi Ksav Yado Ve'en Alav Edim. Right? Okay. Anyways, a Ksav Yad is Chayiv Lo, a Ksav Yad Chayiv Lo is Govim and Achasim B'nei Chorim, but not Minachasim and Shubadim. Doraisa works for get. Does it work for a Kiddushin? We discussed it last year, very briefly though. No, that's not right. We discussed it. Does it work for Kiddushin? Avram? Does the Ksav Yad work for Kiddushin? It works for get Minatora. It's Gimel Gittin Psulim only Drabana. Right? Shua? Does the Ksav Yad work for Kiddushin, Daraisa?
Well, it depends if you could default to Kiddushin.
It's what?
If it can default into
a future asset. No, as a shtar, I mean.
An REBQ?
That's definitely part of the question. So the answer, does Ede Chasima Karsi work for shtar kedushin? I mean, the Rambam omits it. This is what really the story is. We did discuss it. Right? Meaning, the Rambam omits Shtar V'Ede Chasima and Ksavyado in Paragimel Hasishas. And this is just Halacha. Okay. What is it? Halacha Hey? Gimel Hey? That's not right? Yeah? What? No, I thought Gimel was... Is it Gimel? Or maybe it's Gimel. Gimel Hey is what? Oh, somebody can open up. Whatever. One is Gimel Gimel, one is Gimel Hay. Anyways, so the Rambam omits it. But it's a very interesting question. It's actually relevant to what we're talking about now, too, by the way. Meaning, what is a ksavyad? A ksavyad is on the border of stardom. Not stardom, but stardom. Right? It's on the border of being a star. It works in get. There's a debate in the Rishonim whether it works for Kiddushin. But it's not Govim and Nechasim Mishubadim. Ah. So what does all this have to do with us, you're saying? You know, like I have a craving for Shibudim and Bolivasra. What's the question? What about Shtar Chabyadim Ayboi? If you have a Ksavyad, it doesn't work for Shibudim, does it work for Shtar Chabyadim Ayboi? Should it work for Shtar Chabyadim Ayboi?
If it's an Umdina, yeah.
Ah. If it's an umdana, says Adam, then yes. Meaning, you know, how come you let this documentation remain in the guy's hand and you didn't make sure that it was ripped up so it wouldn't come back to haunt you? People do that. So that is the shita of many of the Rishonim. Half of the Rishonim, 50% of the Rishonim world. Balamor, Tosas, and Ksuvas, Balamor in the end of Bava. This is the debate in the end of Bavasra and Natsugya. The Balamor says what Adam said. Tosas in Ksuvis, Daf Chaf, the Rajbam in Bava Basra, Daf Mem, or Lamates Mem, something like that. Tosas in other places, very popular view. However, it's not the view of the Rif, of the Rambam, and of the Ramban. They think that Ksav Yado, right, you can say, Haraiti. There's no Shtar Chabyadim Ayboi. Ah. So the question is, why? Right? Adam's Taina is a good Taina. Why would they want to start up with Adam's Taina?
What? The Rambam Shtar is supposed to be Eidos.
And therefore?
This is an Eidos.
Miksavyad is not Eidos. Oh, okay, good. So, but before we get to that, so let's contrast it with the Ramban. The Ramban in Bechamos has an umdana solution. A little disappointing, but what can you do? He says the reason that, again, they try to make diukim, you know, from different sources or whatever, you know, it helps them come to their conclusion. But he says like this: the reason that, and this is a little bit something we hinted at when we talked about a parallel problem, right? When we talked about Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, right? When we're talking about Naskar Baba, we were talking about Shtar Beit Echad, is there Shtar Chabyadim Ayboi or not? Right? So at that point, you remember I was trying to say, Mimanashach, either the answer should be yes or the answer should be no. The answer should not be your Chayiv Shvuah Seid Echad. Because either there's an Umdana or not. Why would it be the Umdana? Because it's a piece of paper, which you should have made sure, if you're careful, to rip up so it would come back to haunt you. Why not? What's the other Svara? There's only an Eid Echad in it. Not so damaging. I'll be a little trusting, a little lazy, a little trusting. After all, it can come back to haunt me, but, you know, it's not going to haunt me the way two Eidim are going to haunt me. Ah. So the Ramban says that Svara to explain that a Ksavyad, since there's no Nechasim Mishubadim, right? So there's no Shtar Chabyadim, my boy. Because, you know, it doesn't have the same effect anyway as a real average, real powerful star. You know, no one's going to leave that outstanding, right? Nobody's going to give up on their ability to collect from Mishubadim. But if there's no Mishubadim anyway, just a little bit of a, it doesn't look so good in court, not such a big deal. However, if you look at the Rambam, and the Rif doesn't say that pshat, he doesn't say anything. If you look at the Rambam, he says, Hotzil of Ksav Yado, Shu Chayiv Lo, the Ein Shamedim, this is Perek Yud Alef Halacha Gimel, Afa Pisha Huchsa Ksav Yado Bebezdin, Hare Zek Kemilva Al Peh, L'chol Davar, these are fighting words, right? Is it Iksavyad is Milva Al Peh? Or it's Milva Bishtar, but there's no Shibudim, and maybe there's no Shachar B'yad my boy, because there's no Shibudim, because there's no Umdana. You wouldn't say the words Hareza Kemilva Al Peh L'chol Davar, right? I mean, that could be the consequence, right? But those are the strong words. The imton shapara nishba hases v'niftar, meaning there's no shtarcha b'yari my boy. And then he says, ve'ena gove b'ksav zeh lomen ayoresh v'lomen alakuchos. So my diuk is, if he'd hold like the Ramban, he first would have had to say that there's no gibiyim menuchasim mishubadim. And then he would have to say, it would even be better if he had put in a lefikach, there's no menuchasim mishubadim. So there's no shtar chabiyot in my boy, because it's not such damaging evidence to leave outside. No umdana. But we know, as you said before, from Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, that the Rambam's view of shtar chabiyot in my boy, anyways, it's not just an umdana. It's a din and eidus. So what he's saying is, this is al peh. But like Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, what also emerges is that for the Rambam, Part of the feature of Milva Bishtar, right, is the double security that you get, the betichus of Shibudim as a source of Gviya, as well as the inability to be kofar, which is not just protected by an umdana, it's protected by Eidus because it's an umdana. So, again, none of this turns into the unbelievable chiddush of saying, you know, a shibud, which is unprovable, right, or uncollectible, lo shma shibud, which is how the Rosh understands that shita. But it does provide, together with the shtar part and the karka part, further evidence that the din of shibudim, right, is very much connected to the betichos or the smichus das aspect of the transaction. Okay, good. And since I have my Vav Basra open, so let me just mention the Rajbam I was talking about yesterday. Yeah.
Sorry. The point of the Lashon of the Rashba on Arzayah, when he quotes the Rimagash, it's not mochach, but the way he quotes it is that kol she'en kan lo edim lo shtar, kol yam lo edim gov min al karkaos, kol mar min al kuchos, ve'en kan shibud karkaos achshav.
Ain't kan she was karkosa, like the Rush understood.
Yeah, sounds like. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely don't have to understand it that way, but it sounds like Rabbi was saying like, that she was paka, but it could come back if you find the shtar later, somehow.
Oh, that he's saying.
I think that's like, true. Like, right now, the chalos is like paka, but
right. But that's even a stronger lashon in a way. Instead of saying lo, she would karkos lo mikri, saying lo mikri acha. Yeah. No, I that's why I take it very seriously. I think it's that the Rush read it that way and didn't like it. It's clear. But that Raj, very good. Rajba is part of that as well. So just the Rajbam that I mentioned yesterday also, just because people asked me about it, is on here on Kuf Kaf Ches in Baba Basra. Just 1 second,
while
I can't find it, I'm
going to
drop it.
Rav Nachman towards the bottom in the white line.
Oh, you found it. Rav Nachman in Govin. The Nehid de Iskash le Karkos, Kid of Sivis Nachaltem, Hani Milidvar Maksum Batorah Kagom de Knosan. The Kesav Bishtar B'Chazaka, formal dinim, kinyanim. The Shaloli Shav Aleihem. The Shein Behen Ona. Avalein. Balchov Kimetal Plidami. The Ein Balchov Somech. Ela Al Karkos. Ein Nicholim Mi Abed Velolosus Mimakoma. Avlavadim Lo Samchandaite. Hilkach Lo Mishtab Dilei. Right? Smichus Das is a prerequisite for shibudim, and that's the pshat in karka. If you look, however, at the riff on Kufnun and Gimel, see if I can find that. I don't have one of the things with the not be a riff in it, but anybody find? Did you find that? Did you look for it?
Nope.
Okay. It's a very honest answer. No, I mentioned it, Ira, so it's. I just want to make sure that we get it. Make sure that it is there. The here. The riff says here. Again, the Gemara has the sfeikos or discussions about what. When you make a transaction, is Eved included in Metaltoin, in Karka, in neither? Just 1 second. Yeah. I got it. Okay. I think I have it. Yeah. Asa Metaltoin Shiretzel Eved, Lasa Metaltoin Shiretzel Ksuva, so on and so forth. This is on Ayin Omid Beis of the Dapir Rif. Hashem tekin rabbanu basar likvas ksuva min the taltalin afil the ksuvas isha v'shiur. Right, iboilu abda kimakar koi dami. This is a gemara in Kufnun Gimel. O kimetaltali dami. The hilchasa kimetaltali dami. The garcina perikesh nochlin. This is the riff talking. The riff says there's a suffek about this din, and the halacha is that it's kimetaltali. Because we learn in Yesh Nochon, Om Rav Nachman, Ein Govin Minu Avadim, V'Ifsika Hilchus HaKevasei, V'Hedja, Alma Avdi Kemetalteli Dami. So the riff here is not saying what the Rashbam is saying in Kufkat Ches. Because the questions here are formal questions, right? Not Betichos questions. Okay. So that leads us into a next point. We're just going to try to move from here. back to the sugya for a minute. And that is, okay, so we had connection to karka and exelis. Again, the sugya is a little bit foggy in that we have ein chayavin korban, right? Bekvir shuba karka. So that we've pretty much discussed what we're going to discuss about it, right? Then from there you go to Majbia Ede Karka in Shvuasa Edos being Patur, right? Which is a bit of a strange halacha, frankly. You should know that there's the Tosefta in Perek Dalid, halacha Aleph, has a view that it's not so. That we really should say that Ein Shvuasa Pikadom Bekarka, but that Yesh Shvuasa Edos Bekarka. Right? And that makes a lot of sense, frankly. Certainly, if the basis is karka in an exeles, that shouldn't apply to Shavuos Eidos. If the basis is einish boim ala karkos, that's a bit of a trickier question, right? It goes to our issue. Again, in Shavuos Bitui, you wouldn't say that there's no Bitui on karka. Maybe because there's no metzias of Bitui on karka, because it's always just a hechad timtzi. I don't know. Right? But in the end of the day, you might say that there's no Shavuos HaDayanim Bekarka or something like that. Shavuos HaBekarka is a lot closer to Shavuos HaDayanim, even though it isn't Shavuos HaDayanim, than Shavuos HaEdos is. Okay. Either way, the Gemara is very difficult because the Gemara goes from Ein Medvian Korban al Shavuos HaKarkos to connecting it to Ein Mashbia, right, Shavuos HaEdos ala Karka, to the third halacha of Karka and Exeles, which according to Rashi is totally innocuous because it's just the Psukim. But according to the Rambam, we're not sure if it's just the Psukim, as we discussed. And also the question of Bechein, and so on. Oh. But I want to discuss very briefly Avadim and Karkos. So, it's one thing to say, like, if it's a din of Ein Nishbayim, so Ein Nishbayim ala Karkos and Ein Nishbayim ala Avadim, where that is how we paskin in those sugyas. Oh. But if it's a din of Karka Ein Anigzeles, or did a shvus a pikadon as a form of gezel, right? Well, again, whether it's the mechayev, like Reb Chaim was saying, or as a tnai in the characterization of the shvua, right? It's part of its definition of kviras mamon as opposed to kviras dvarim, or at least within reason, with some exceptions, as we were talking about before, including my explanation of a pain. So then, is it so obvious that this din should apply to shtar and to evan? But just very quickly. And again, it just connects to what we just talked about a minute ago, even though we were talking about, you know, evan as a source of gvias mishubadim and the question of betichos and so on. But the status of abadim nigzalim is just a complicated question. So while ein nishbaim ala karke, ein nishbaim ala abadim seems to be identical, the din of karke nixalus abadim and nixalim, at least we have to acknowledge, is trickier. The Ravid in Perek Tes, Ochos Gzela, Halacha Aleph, has a different gears than the Rambam. But certainly the way he understood the Rambam, or explains the Rambam, or explains whatever it is that he's explaining there, the Ravid seems to have a view that while karka eina nigzalis avadim eina nigzalim with regard to kinyane gzela, in other words, the kinyan that a gazlan achieves in his gezel, doesn't apply to karka, doesn't apply to avadim, it doesn't mean that they're identical. The way the Ravid puts it in Perek Tel, Sichos Gzela, is yesh yush ba'avadim, and he thinks that that has consequence in terms of if you steal an eved and then, you know, you destroy his value and so on. You have the language of the Ravid there?
Where is it?
In Perek Tel, Sichos Gzela, Halach Aleph? No, I have the Rambam. You have it there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Starting from the Ravid, or
I'll read the Rambam quickly. The Rambam really doesn't say anything controversial. The Ravid just had a different girsa, but go ahead.
Hagozel karka mechavero v'efsida kigon shechafar baboros shichin moros oshikatzas eilanos v'shiches mayanos v'horas abinyan chayav lahamid lo bayis osada kishahayu v'shasak zela o yishalim d'mei mash efsid aval im nishkasa meila kigon sheshatfa nahar o nisfra v'eish shiardim in hashamayim omer lo harishal chal fanecha shakarka becheskes baalea kayemes ve'in achrayas hefseida alav ela imkein hefseid biyado.
Meaning there's no kinyane gezela and there's no chiyuve gezela either. There's no chiyuve achrayas of onsim and there are no kinyanim either. Go ahead.
Masha'ina dimkein b'metaltlin k'mon b'yarim.
Yeah. Now the Ravid had some girsa about Ebed. Go ahead.
Says, Amavram emes hu zeh Ela shihulu vier kain shere asa vadim kikarkos leinin gzela shere his kinu omer lo harishal chalafanecha.
If the eved ages, right, then you say harishal chalafanecha because avadim einam nigzalim, they don't have kinyane gzela. However,
mihu honey mile leinin kachasha afal gav
natural deterioration erosion. A value.
Aval gav de lo hadra gzela miha be'ena isa. V'omer lo ha'reshel chal fanecha. Aval mikom makom nigzalim heim. V'niknim b'yesh k'dechsev v'yeshev mimenu
v'yeshev mimenu shevi.
V'amrinan ha'evet shenishba uftau.
It's a sugin ha'sholeach. Correct? Yeah.
Im l'shem ben chorin v'achar yeish lo yishtaved lo l'rishim v'lo l'sheni alma lav kikarka dami d'ha kani naf shevi yeish hilkak shemes ha'eved o nisraf mishale mes damav sharei mishemes ein shelo l'fanav uk shemes l'gazan mes.
Yeah, so basically what he's saying is the Rambam has a big chiddush. Again, whenever he thought that the Rambam said, you know, it doesn't really matter so much at the moment, I mean it matters for the Rambam, but the principle that we're talking about is important in its own right, and that is if the Eved deteriorates, right, like Behemoth the Hiskina, then a Reshul Chalafanecha. But if the Eved dies, then the Gazlan can't say, you know, Haresh Lecha Lefanecha. And that is connected to the fact that Yesh Yirish Bavadim. So why am I telling you all this? Because we have in our sugya, right, Ein Shuas HaPikadon Bavadim, right, is that the same as Ein Nishboim Al Avadim? Then it's fine. Because everybody agrees Ein Nishboim Al Avadim. There's no difference between Avadim and Karkos when it comes to Shua, as far as I know. In the sugya and Membeis and Shuas, it seems like they're identical. But, as we're pointing out in the Ravid, when it comes to Gzelas Avadim, right, the matter is not so simple. What's the pshat in the Ravid? So Reb Chaim has a famous piece. Anybody familiar with the Reb Chaim in Perek Tes Hilchos Gzela Halacha Aleph? I guess it's a Bava Kamma next year topic. Not the first part of Bava Kamma, the Meruba part of Bava Kamma. So Reb Chaim says the following. Well, this is actually, yeah. In the stencils, Reb Chaim says the following. I'm sorry, the stencils. In the Chibor, Reb Chaim says the following. And that is that there's a difference between Avodim and Nigzalim and Karkin and Nigzalim, because Karkin and Nigzalim, there's no Maisa Gzela. You can't pick up the Karka and move it and pick it up and take it somewhere. There's no Maisa Gzela. So that when we say Karka and Nigzalim, so we mean two things. There are no Kinyane Gzela, and there's no Maisa Gzela. Right? But when we say that Avodim and Nigzalim, because Hukshu LeKarkos, we're saying there's no Kinyane Gzela, but that doesn't mean that there's no Maisa Gzela. You can pick up an Eved, or you could destroy an Eved, you could relocate an Eved, you could hide an Eved, right? Just like for the Rashbam, right? There's no Gviya B'Nechasim B'Shabadim of an Eved. Not like the Rif, because, you know, we don't always consider him identical to Karaka. But because there's no betichos, there's no smichos das, you know, he could die, he could be kidnapped, you can pick him up and take him wherever you want, like a piece of metaltolin. I'm not saying you should, right? You should treat your Eved well. But he's a cheftza, not a gavra, in some respects. But he's davar metaltel. He's no betichos and smichos das. So the Ravid says, there's Yeush Bavadim. That's a big, big question. Is there Yeush Bakarka? That's a discussion in the Yerushalmi. Which Yerushalmi? Isn't the Yeshiva learning Sukkah this year? No? What? The Bavli. What did I say? They're not learning Bavli? We're learning Yerushalmi all year? And we missed out on that?
I would only guess the beginning of
the repair. That's a good guess, at least. But the big, massive Tosis there. When Tosis quotes the discussion in the Yerushalmi and Kalayim, whether Yeish Makarka or not, in the beginning of the Lulav Gazel. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'm signing all these things. It seems like everybody did the Bekiyas now. Did it include the Rishali, Kalayim, and the Tosis? Okay, we're going to have a Bechina just for to get the present. Okay. So there's a debate whether Yeish Yush Bakarka or not. But mostly we seem to pask in the Ein Yush Bakarka, but the Ravid is saying Yeish Yush Bavadim, and that's how he's interpreting the Gemara in Gittin, of Ayish bin Menushevi. So he explains, this is the Pshat. What does Yeish Yush Bavadim have to do with anything? Because Yeush is a function of the Maisa Gzela. If there's a Maisa Gzela, then you can be Misyayish. There's no Yeish Bekarka Lahalacha, even though it's 2 days in Yerushalmi, because Karkin and Gzelas includes the fact that there's no Maisa. So it's always Omi Bimikomo. It's not Avud. But Avadim are Nitan Lios Avudim. And therefore they're Nitan Liyosh. In the Machberes of Reb Chaim Shiurim and Belajin, he said it a little differently. It's also in the Chibur, but it's not emphasized this way as much. But in the Shiurim and Belajin, which they subsequently published also, but In my day, the Rav brought it in once to read this. In Velazhin, Rav Chaim used to say that Yeush is a Kinyan Aveda. It's not a Kinyan Gzela. It's a Kinyan Aveda that also applies to Gzela. But it's based on the idea that when you steal something, you make it avud to the bailin. So karkein and exeles. But since there's a maisa gzela, it can be avud, and therefore there's a kinyan aveda. That's a big issue in general about the relationship between yeush and shinui, and the relationship between yeush of aveda and yeush of gzela. All really amazing topics. The point I'm trying to make very briefly is that for the Ravid, there is a Maisa Gzela for Avadim, which logically makes sense for the same reason that you might say that Ein Govim in Avadim, because you can move them around. You know, it's like Godros, right? So, in the Cheskes Abatim Sugyas, right? So, the result is, when we talk about Shuas HaPikadon, this raises a very interesting question. Shuas HaPikadon is connected to the Kinyane Gzela aspect of Shuas HaPikadon? Or to the fact that there is no Maisa Gzela? And this particularly becomes interesting in light of the following. Right? What happens if you're Mashbia five times? Again and again and again and again and again and again. Right? So we already talked about this. In Shuas Ha'edus, if you do it in Bezdin, Kivit Shigit Shuvin Chozer Magid. If you're outside of Bezdin, you can be Chayim Kol Echad V'Echad. Fine. Right? Because each time you're being Kovesh Edus, and you should be, each time, you should be coming forward. Fine. But when it comes to Shuas Ha'pikado, what's the din? Ah. So the Mishnah says, Yuchayim Kol Echad V'Echad. Correct? Then we saw... So when we read that even, I said, well, because there's no Reb Shimon, right? But maybe, on the one hand, there's no Reb Shimon in Bezdin, but on the other hand, maybe you should say, Ein Gozel Achar Gzela, so that even Chutz LeBezdin, you shouldn't be Chayev? Maybe you should require Kofar Vahoda, just like we find in the Gemara in Bava Kama? With regard to Chomesh, right? So Tosis in Bava Kama, as we saw, changed the gear so that even about the Chomesh. But the Rambam, right, had Halacha Tes and Halacha Tesvav. Right, how's it going, Halacha Tes? Zion Tes, though, right? Kofar v'nishba arba v'chamish pa'amim, or shishbiya toveya arba v'chamisha pa'amim, Kofar kolachas v'yachas ben bebezin ben shalom bebezin. Harizachayiv korban asham al kol shuo shuo. By the way, it's interesting. The Lecha Mishnah already noticed it. That the Rambam is very garrulous here. He's very wordy. And the Mishnah, they have the Mishnah. Boom. The Rambam adds she'ilu hoda ech achar shekofar v'hayachayiv l'shalim afi b'shekofar bebezin benimtza poter be'atzma b'kol kfiru kfiru minatashlumim u'lefika chayiv al kol shuo shuo. Half of the halacha is gratuitous. He said it already. Why is he so defensive and so verbose? Right? So Lecha Mishnah says, this is great in its own right, Klomar mipnei sheshua sa'edus amru she'echad shekofar bebezna filu shbi macher kach eno chayim ene cholus lachso lehodos chamar hacha de'eno chayim de'afa pishar kfir bebezna mikomakum chayim v'shalem. Right? What's good about the Lecha Mishnah is two things. Number one, he's pointing it out that the Rambam is wordy. I don't have to take my assessment for it. And number two, again, like so much of what's going on in these prakim, in these four prakim, right? It's this whole yin and yang thing. You know, they're parallel, they're different because they're parallel, right? They still are more parallel even though they're different, right? You're getting it on both sides. So the Lecha Mishnah is saying, number one, it's wordy. Number two, because the Rambam feels constrained to tell you that this isn't like Shavuos Ha'edus. Okay. But I think that that is true, and I think it's deeper and more problematic than that. It's what I said before. The Rambam is feeling defensive. Because maybe it should be like Shavuos Ha'edus, not because of Kiyum Chikin Teshuvah Nechoz or Magid, but it should be like Shavuos Ha'edus even outside of Beis Din, because it's not so obvious, given the factor of Gezela, right? Again, Kvishos Ha'edus is every opportunity, but how many times is he a Gazlan on the same Chafetz? And I'm adding now, especially in light of Halacha Tezvav, or with regard to the Chomesh, this actually isn't good enough. So, from the perspective of the Asham and the Karen, you know, that it is good enough, he's probably a little defensive. And if we go further and say that with regard to the Chomesh, and that which is mostly dealt with in Ochos Gzela, and as we pointed out, the Rashash also apparently pointed out, right, is the Mishnah, it's all in the Mishnah and Bava Kama, nothing here. Now, the Rambam is mixing and matching. Halacha Tezvav does appear in Hilchos Shavuos, and in Hilchos Shavuos he mentions the Chomesh, and in Hilchos Gzela he mentions the Asham and the Karen. Well, the Karen should be in both, I mean, that's clear. That's fine, but still, the heavy concentration is still to split it up. There are two sugyas, one in Shavuos, one in Bava Kama, one in Hilchos Shavuos, one in Hilchos Gzela, Perek Zayin. So I think the Rambam is even more defensive. I don't mean defensive like he is tentative about his psalm. Meaning, he's trying to explain to you that there, despite the problem, as reflected in what he's going to write in Halacha Tezvav, and as is objectively, you know, a concern because of the factor of Gzela here, and given Shavuos Ha'edus, right? This is, it's true, there's no Kim Chigim Tchovet Umaz, Shuvet Nechoz or Magid, but there's also no Kvisha Seidus, or it's not so obvious, is it, that there's Kvisha Seidus and Kvisha Seidus and Kvisha Seidus. I'm there, sorry. That there's Gzelas HaKhefetz, Gzelas HaKhefetz, Gzelas HaKhefetz. So what is it? What's going on here? Ah. So what I was saying the other day was, this all works out very well if you don't need actual gzela. Sometimes gzela is not enough, right? Like the chain. And sometimes, even if there's not gzela, but there is kfiras mamon. So maybe you could say here one or two things. Is the Rambam trying to say here that Shavuos HaPikadon, there's no need for Gezela? As long as there's Kfiras Mamon, and not just Kfiras Dvarim each time, and that's gauged or measured by his ability to come clean, and also to stop, right, withholding this object from the owner? Maybe that's the Mechayiv, that's the Kfiras Mamon. Or maybe that's even a Maisa Gzela without being Kinyanik Gzela. Maybe only when it's Hoda. Right, can you justify the Chomesh, but Shavuos HaPikadon you can justify with less. So maybe that's the focus. Now again, if there are kinyane gzela and kofar pikadon, then it's particularly acute that there can be kofar pikadon achar, kofar pikadon achar, kofar pikadon. Very hard to say that the mechayev is gzela right after you're already kona v'chefetz, unless you say the mechayev isn't shuas pikadon, isn't gezel, but kfiras mamon or a gzela type action. The alternative would be to say, and this also works in, as I said, that kofar pikadon is no gzela achar gzela because it's a maisa gzela, but not kinyani gzela. That's something which we've talked about in the past as well. Let me talk about that for just another minute in terms of how that works. So let me say two things. Number one, the din of ein gonev achar haganav typically is understood to apply bein b'gneva, bein b'gzeila. That din, we had it when we talked about Harsha, that's one of the Rabbi Yochanan dinim, is typically understood to apply bein begneva, bein begzela, in which case, if there's no gzela achar gzela, what's going on here? There is an exception to that, and that's a Tosas Rin. In the beginning of Perek HaGozel L'Machil and Bava Kama, let's try to explain the din there. Beginning of that perek, the last perek of Bava Kama, not a Gozel Kama, Gozel Basra, in other words. So the Tosfot there says, oh, the din of Gonev Achar Ganev is a din of Geneva, not a din of Gezela. There is Gzela Achar Gzela. Okay. That's true. But I don't think the Rambam holds that way. So then what do you do? So you need to say either what I said before, which is you don't need full gzela, in gzela or gzela, but it would have been a gzela, it's in the pattern of gzela, it's a gzela which is sufficient tnai kfiras mamon, right, for this shvua, or to say that there's a mice gzela, but there's no kinyani gzela. So what about saying that? Ah. So the Rambam in Hilchos Gzela, there are some indications, contrary indications, to this issue. The Rambam Perek Gimel Hilchos Gzela talks about Shuas Kofer Pikadon. He talks about Shol Shalom Idas, and he talks about Shaleach Yad. So, with regard to Shaleach Yad, Shaleach Yad beBikadon Ben Shaleach Yad veAtzmo Yidei Bno Avdo Shluchah Reza Gazlan beNischayev beOnsav. Now, Chiv Onsav is Chiyuvei Gzela, right? Does he have Kinyanei Gzela? Does he also have rights in the object? The Nasis HaGzela Bershuso Kedin Kol HaGazlanim. So when he talks about Shaleach Yad, he adds that the object is Nichnas Bershuso, like other Gazlanim, even though it's Shaleach Yad, meaning the context of Shmira, it's a kind of Gzela for a Shomer. Apparently, according to the Rambam, it creates Kinyanei Gzela. However, when he talks about Kofer Pikadon, Halachi Yadal, and Gimel Yadal, HaKofer Pikadon Mebezdin, Ima Yibershuso B'shasha Kofar, Nasa Lav Gazlin, V'chayi Ba'onso. Here he mentions zero about Nichnas Bershuso, Kekola Gazlan. All he says is your Chayiv, Imaya Bershuso B'shasha Kofar, Nasa Olav Gazlan, V'chayi Ba'onso. Chiyuv Egzeim. Shol Shalom Idas is somewhere in between us. Shol Shalom Idas, Hareza Gazlin, Hoya Kli Biad Beno, Shol Balabayas, So Biad Abdom, Lekacha Menem, Benishtamish, Hareza Shol Shalom Idas, Benasa Bershuso, Benishchai Ba'onsav, Ad Shirachsen Rabbeilim, Lefikach HaMasir Lekatan, and so on. So here he says, Benasa Bershuso. A little tricky, but Shol also has Kinyanim. Shol Shalom Idas is somewhere in between. So the Rav used to quote this Rambam of Kofer Pikadon and say, oh, maybe Kofer Pikadon has Chiyuve Gzela but not Kinyane Gzela. And he would support that, the Sanhedrin people will remember this, by Adam, the first Rashi in Sanhedrin. Right? What's the first Rashi in Sanhedrin?
Gzelos
v'chavolos b'shlosha. So Rashi there says, Gzelos means a Kofer Pikadon, they're different yourselves, right? V'shalach boyad. Oh, we have Sanhedrin here, right? Because I'm learning Shuas. Alex, you got it?
Suppose Kofer Bikadon Demisha Shalach Boyad have a Gazlan. Vechena Chotif Miad Chavero have a Gazlan. Kigo and Vegzolas
Achonis Miad Amitri. So the Rambam gives two examples of Gozel for the purposes of requiring Shlosha. One is the combination of Kofer Bikadon and Shlichas Yad, and the other is classic Zela, Vayigzos Achanis Miyad Amitzri. Right? In Hilchos Gzela, Perek Aleph, when the Rambam wants to exemplify real Gzela, classic Zela, it's Vayigzos Achanis Miyad Amitzri. Okay? So, what's this combination of Kofer Bikadon and Shalach Bayad? Very strange. Some Girsos have it, Inami Shalach Bayad, right? But if you don't have it, it's strange, and the Achronim talk about it. So the Rav thought that the reason that you need Shalach Bayad in combination with Kofar Pikadon is because Shalach Bayad is not a classic Gzela. It's the Gzela of a Shomer. And Kofar Pikadon is Chiyuve Gzela, but not Kinyane Gzela. And maybe for Gzelos V'Chavolos, right, that are separate from Hodos V'Halvos, right, you need not only a Maisa Gzela, maybe you need Kinyane Gzela. On the other hand, the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Dalid, talks about... Oh, one second. Talks about Perek Dalid, Hilchos Geneva. The Rambam talks about Atoin Tanas Ganov, and also an interesting case. The Rambam says, Atoin Tanas Ganov, which who's chay bekefel b'medvar mamurim shenish b'kodim sheshalach pikadon yad avim shalach bo yad b'ton tainis ganav v'nishba bo edim patrim l'kefel shekivin sheshalach yad nischayiv bo v'kanohu. If you have a shlichus yad of a toin tainis ganav, right? If he was nishba, in other words, the toin tanis ganav was nishba l'sheker after shlichus yad, there's no toin tanis ganav because it already, he already has kinyane gzela on it. So he can't be toin tanis ganav when he already has kinyane gzela. The chena toin tanis aveda bepikadon v'nishba v'chozer v'toin tanis ganav. What if you have the same thing, not with shlichus yad, but with Kofar b'pikadon, right? B'nishba v'chazor v'tantayin is ganav. B'nishba v'acharkach bo edim. Potter min ha-kefel. Shekvar yotza ha-pikadon midei bailim mishvua rishona. So here the Rambam equates shlichus yad and kofar b'pikadon regarding, seemingly, regarding the disruption, let's say, of toin tanis ganav. So what's going on? Oh. So one thing, first just to note, if you look at the Gemara, upon which this is based, again in Agozo, the Gemara's language is totally different. The Gemara says about the case of Toin Tanis Aveda Bepikadon that Shekvar Yatza Yedei Kvar Yatza Yedei Habailim Bishvua Rishona. That's the language of the Gemara. Where's that Gemara? In the Kufs also. Okay. So the pashas of the Gemara is that the reason that if you have a shvuas apikadon, essentially, we're talking about a shvuas apikadon, right? The guy claims that the object was lost, he's lying about it, and takes a shvua. So the Gemara says, "Kfar yotza yedei abaylin b'shvua rishona." The first shvua is a shvua sapikadon, right? And that's the shvua where you're telling your story to the baylin, and your yotza yedei chova. That's the chalos shvua sashomrim, whatever you want to call it, right? And as such, when you swear again that it was nignav, right? That's not the pashas of the Gemara. That's not a chalos shvua that can get you toin tanis ganav anymore. Kfar yotza yidei abaylim b'shvua rishon. However, if you notice what happened in the Rambam changed the language. The Rambam says, how does he say it? Shekvar yotza hapikodom midei habaylim b'shvua rishon. Right? Which sounds like what he's saying is that the reason that there's no Toin Tanis Ganav, very much like Sholeach Yad, is because the Cheftza, not the Shvua, the Cheftza, because of the Shvua, is in a state, right, in which it can no longer be Gnevad through Toin Tanis Ganav. Kvar Yotza Yedei Habaylim, Midei Habaylim, Mishvua Rishonim. Except it seems like this Rambam contradicts the other Rambam that says you're chayv onsim and you're a gazlim, but there are no kinyanim. So I think that there could be a couple of explanations. One is that maybe here what the Rambam means is that the object is no longer brishus hanignav or nigzal, even though it's not completely brishuscha. It's some like limbo state. And that's all you need to disrupt toin tanis ganav. Okay? I also think it's possible that the difference is that here you have shuas apikadon. And there you simply have kofar apikadon. It's not kofar apikadon benishba. Does the shvua create kinyanim, even though kofar apikadon alone does not? Anyway, this is a big issue. Why is it important for us? Again, getting back to where we started. We're trying to figure out the sugya and the Rambam, especially since the Rambam is mechalik between Chomesh and the din itself, and is more verbose, right? Namely, what is the significance of being chay of multiple shavuos here? What about the din of in gzela achar gzela, if there is such a din? So if we conclude that there's maisa gzela but no kinyan gzela, in shuas abikadon, even with the shvua, and you have some other explanation of perek dalet hilchos geneva, okay, then that's still fine, probably. But if we don't, and we think that the shvua puts kofar bikadon over the top, or the diuk in perek gimel halachi yadalet is not correct, I tend to think that it's the shvua that puts it over the top. And there are kinyan gzela. So then this question looms larger. Why don't we treat it like Chomesh? Why are we treating it Yechayev HaKol Echad V'Echad? But maybe that's exactly the point. Because even though there is no Mechayev of Gezel, there's still the Tnai of a Maisa Gzela. And maybe that's enough. Getting back to Avadim, if the din of Shuas HaPikadon requires kinyane gzela, then the din of ein avadim, right, subject to shuas apikadon, makes a lot of sense, even according to the Ravid, because definitely avadim einim nigzalim in terms of kinyanim. But if we're contending that even with the shvua, right, the yisod of shuas apikadon is mais gzela, but there is no kinyane gzela, and that's one of the reasons why you could have multiple chiyuvim, right? Then it's an interesting problem to explain why we're memayid avadim, according to those who think that avadim are have a maisa gzela without kinyanik gzela, right? Having said that, so let's talk about shtaros for a minute. So the Gemara says about shtaros that ain gufan mamon. And Tosis asks the question here and above a comma, basically the same question. What's the question? Eitan? Why do you need a limud? For here, for what? For shtar is not nitan to the din of shuas apikadon. And why above a comma, Tosis asks, do you need a limud that there's no kefel in shtar, based on this limud, kol prat to klal, that it's not gufa mamon. After all, you see it? Remember? See?
Only time you're chayav kefel is after
the shvua. Wait, the only time you're chayav kefel is after the shvua. That is that the question? And therefore. No, that's fine. That could be the explanation. That could be what the Gemara is saying. We're not sure. Is the Gemara saying because kark avot shtaros ainam shtaros ainam nigzalim, or the Gemara is saying ein nishbaim al shtaros? That we discuss. Right? We're not sure about that. That's a tricky question in the Rambam. Fine. But that's not Tosa's question. What's Tosa's question? If you were to take the shtar and you would destroy it, right? What would be the halacha to me? Excellent. Depends on Dina de Garmi. So if you paskin ain doin Dina de Garmi, you'd be potter. So is it conceivable that if you destroyed it, you put a, you know, you put a torch to it, you'd be potter? But if you take a shvuas sheker, you're going to be chayev for korban shvuas apikadon ilule l'gzeres hakasuv, or in kefel that you're going to be chayev kefel if not for the gzeres hakasuv. You can rip it to shreds and you're going to go home and you're going to be potter. But if you steal it, right, or you lie about it, you're chayev, right? So some days in Tosis give the answer. Yeah, you're right. It only works according to the mandam, ardoin dina de garmi. And the other answer? What's the other answer? Zvi? You see it?
Yeah.
One Zvi helping out another Zvi. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. No, we went from Zvi to Zvi, and now we're back to Zvi. Okay, go. Yeah, meaning what? So this is a very, is that so obvious? Certainly not obvious, right? And Tosfos Bava Kamma likewise says, well, you really have to return it, you would have to return it, and therefore you're not allowed to take it. Even though if you destroyed it, you might be potter. Maybe it means when you destroy it. Like, what is all that? Oh. So it might be that what we have here is a very interesting issue. Oh, before we get to that, so Reb Chaim has a perspective we should know about. Avi, you saw it? The stencils? Gershon David?
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't see it.
You did or didn't?
No.
Didn't get a chance?
No.
Ezra? Anybody get a chance to see it? No one? A shout out of Reb Chaim. Okay, just very quickly. Reb Chaim says there are three values of a shtar, in theory. There's the value of the piece of paper, right? There's the value of the chov, let's say. Let's talk about a shtar, let's say, whatever, a shtar, a mecher shtar, milba, whatever it is. In other words, a $1 million contract. Right, so there's the nickel for the paper, or whatever it is. I don't know what the prices are these days, right? There is the $1 million for the chov itself that you could collect with it. And then, we've talked about this in the past a lot, right? And then what else is there? There's an intermediate status. There's the status of the worth of the shtar as a shtaraya. It's how worth it is it for you to have a shtaraya, you know, that, you know, might be zero value in some circumstances, especially if Nebuch you're dealing with an honest man, you know, then like you don't benefit from having the shtaraya because he's going to tell the truth anyway, right? So you wouldn't pay a penny, like if you knew the guy was honest, you might pay a penny, right? You're going to pay much if you're, you know, doing an actuarial thing. Like, how much is a shtar for $1 million or $100 or $10? That doesn't make a difference. For a transaction worth? 50%, 20%, 10%, 80%. The answer is there's no answer. It's an actuarial kind of a question. It depends how, what the rate of default and falsehood in a particular marketplace is. Right? You go to a certain play, you go to, one of these countries, you know, where they hug you all the time and they, you know, they steal your money as they're doing it. So if you don't have proof, you're, you know, it's probably worth 70%. Right? But if you go to a place where, you know, everybody's, you know, word is their bond, then it's worth practically nothing. Right? Oh, there's the shibud factor, maybe. Right? But there's also the shtar chabiyari my boy factor, and that's contingent upon honesty, dishonesty, memory, lapses, and so on and so forth. So Reb Chaim says, maybe the answer to Tosfos' question is, right, there's no doin dina de garmi maybe. Right, that's on the amount. That's the $1 million. But isn't the shtar as a raya, as a commodity, worth something? We talked about this a lot last year. We were talking about, again, selling shtari chov, right? Do they have a commodity kind of a status, right? The right to collect. We talked about it this year a little bit also in our show, right? The right to collect, if you buy somebody's debt, how much did you pay for the right to collect? Again, it depends how difficult it is for you to collect. You know, it could be it might be worth 10%. It might be worth 70%. You know, it depends what the distressed assets are going for, you know, and that depends on free flow of credit, honesty, you know, a host of things, right? They'll tell you about it, I'm sure, in Sci Sims, right? So Reb Chaim says that is a value. The truth is an interesting debate between the Rambam and the Baalei Tosis. Tosis in Balvasra, Kuf Mem Zayin, where he talks about doin dinu d'garmi, lo doin dinu d'garmi, yes or no, talks about the value of the chov. I'm sorry, the other way. Talks about the value of the shtar. The Rambam in Hilchos Chovo, Perek Zayin, talks about the value of the chov. So Reb Chaim was saying, listen, if not for the din of Ein Gufan Mamon, right, that you're stealing the Chefta Shoraya, not stealing the right to collect, or the amount of that it's worth for the chov. That's Garmi. And he says, oh, that's also why it's subject to a kinyan. You can be Konen. How can there be kinyane gzeil? How could you have a maisa gzeil on a shtar? Right? After all, there's no mechiras kovos daraisa according to the Rambam. And even other Rishonim, there's only particular types of... How could you do a maisa gzeil on a shtar? You need a kinyan to do a maisa gzeil. Typically, on a physical level. Right? Not talking about kfira and shua. The answer is, you can make a physical, you could be Moshech the shtar as a metaltalin, as a chefta shalraya. That's what Chaim says. Anyways, that aside, that's one perspective. Well, how do you explain Tosis? Another way to explain Tosis. I'm not sure if Chaim is trying to explain Tosis or not. The answer is, you have to figure out, in these issues, is the Mechayev the Hefsed Mamon, or is the Mechayev the Maisa? So in Geneva, what that means is, and this is again a Meruba topic, a big Meruba topic, an introductory Meruba topic, right? Is the Mechayev of Geneva the Maisa Geneva or the Hefsed Mamon? The Rav used to say in the name of Reb Chaim that that's a difference between Geneva. He thought that was the major difference. And I think there are many, many more Nafkamina and Rayas that prove this. But that's a big difference between Geneva and Gezela. At Gezela, the Mechayev is Hefsed Mamon, or Kvishas Mamon, preventing the guy from having his own his money, or what you've taken from him, the loss. It's much more akin to a kind of Nezek. In Geneva, which is Beseser, and so on, right, it's like the methodology is part of the Derech, the Maisa Geneva is part of it. The point is that you're not allowed to do a maisa gneiva on something that isn't yours, even if there's no hefsed mamon. This is a big issue. The Rambam has quotes. The Gemara in Bar Metzia quotes the din of gonev amanas lemekat, like a person steals something in order to annoy somebody else. There's no Gemara, no explicit Gemara of gezela amanas lemekat. The Rambam never speaks about gezela amanas lemekat. It only speaks about gonev amanas lemekat. And the beginning of Hilchos Geneva, Perek Aleph, like Halacha Gimel or so, he says, Gonev Amanas Lemekat is part of the Iser. Shelo Yargil Adam Bekach. You have it there?
Where are you?
Halacha Base, maybe? Geneva? Aleph? Perek Aleph?
Yeah. Asher Lignov Kolshu in Torah, Asher Lignov Derek Schok, O Lignov Amanas Lahachsir.
So some of the farshim would say, oh, the Rambam thinks it's a din drabanan, shalayar gilatz v'mekach. And yet he brings it right in the beginning as if it's part of the din of Geneva. But Rav Chaim understood it to mean, I think it's very mukhrach, that what the Rambam is saying is, even though there's no hefsed, or the hefsed is questionable, right? But the point is, it's a maisa gneva. So I thought that that would be a good way to explain Tosis and Bava Kama as well, meaning there's a maisa gneva, even though there's no dina de garmi. Like, there are a lot of issues like this. What about akum and pachas mipruta and hekdesh, cases where you have maisa gnevas, but the hefsed mamo, the mechayev of hefsed mamo, due to the victim or the circumstances, is iffy and questionable. And whether in those cases you distinguish between gneva and mazik, or gneva even in gezel. Why am I telling you all this now? Aside from the fact that it's Tosis here all atar, so it's one of them. Is it clear that the answer applies equally to the question of kefel and gneva and to the question of korban shvuas apikadon? Right? To the asham and the keren part? And to the chomesh part? I mean, what do we really require? What is the mechayiv? Is it maisa gzela? Is it gzela al yidei sheker? Right? Or is it hefsed mamon? Or is it possible that all you require, again, you don't write, maybe to be mechayiv gzela is one thing, and to be a kfiras mamon, you know, karov legezel, or some aspect of gezel, where the shvus sheker is mechayiv you, that's a different story. Okay. So that's in terms of this circle. Should we push forward or should we tafasta maruba lo tafasta? Should we try to get in a little more? What seems to be the consensus? People being polite. A little more. Right? Micha says, yeah. Another couple of hours.
I'm ready.
What?
I don't have a class. We're going to sit here now the rest of the day.
It's calling my bluff. Okay, I've got the books and the papers. Okay, so we'll go just a little more, at least, and then we'll stop. But I guess we'll get in Mincha, and people who do have to go to college will...
And Mark.
Okay, so what we still have to do, I'll just tell you what the topics we have to do are, and then you can tell me which one you want to talk about. So we still have to talk about the following questions. We have to talk about Yichud Kli. We have to talk about the relationship between Chomesh and Kefel a little bit. A little more about the Bava Kama things as in general, but that we talked a little bit about. But what about Chomesh and Kefel? Yichud Kli. We have to talk about this Yerushalmi of Shnayim Shalavu and Shnayim Shevkidu. Okay? And we have to talk a little more about ribui, karbados or ribui shvuos. Right, in some of the cases, some of them have parallel shvuos apikadon and shvuos ha'edus, and in light of everything that we've been saying, to think of the possibility of distinguishing as well. Okay, those are the things that remain, you know, to be discussed till, you know, the end of this panel. Should we discuss the start with Yerushalmi or? What do you think? Or should we try to get in the ribui, or we should go in order? Okay. Let's briefly discuss the Yerushalmi, and then we'll call it a day. But we're going to have one shiur, as I say. We'll figure out when. Is there some time before? When does June's month officially start? I'm actually going to be away a few days after Shavuos. So I'll try to make that up. Tuesday, is that after Shavuos?
It's a week later. It's a day after
After Memorial Day.
I will be back for that. Okay, I'm actually going to be... After Shavuos, I'll be away for a couple of days.
The new June's month sign apparently says day after Shavuos. So.
Oh, that's a din?
There's a filler between the official...
Wait, is there after... Is there post-final pre-June's month any time? Pre-Shavuos? Or what is there? When do finals end?
Tuesday the
15th.
There's a couple
of
days that week.
Tuesday the 15th?
No.
So,
finals? Yeah.
Finals
end on
and when is Shavuos?
Matzah Shabbos. We have Thursday.
One day?
May 17th.
Okay. So can we do the Shavuos tentatively, the Shavuos HaPikadon Shir on the 17th?
Shmack.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Shua?
Not everyone's going to be here.
Oh. Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Florida.
No, he's going when the weather's good here. Okay, wait. Is that the only day? That's the only day.
That's the only day before the show.
What?
It's not active. I mean, I don't want to hold that.
Yeah, no, I understand. So let's tend to, let me just say, if I could do this also. I'm think. Right? Adam says it's good.
That's great.
Okay. It seems like the time that, you know, again, Shua will have to catch him up. Thursday, right? Okay, so let's tentatively say that we have Shua Sabika don't share that day.
Schedule it in for all day.
One day.
We don't have to do hours. No classes, nothing. It matters.
Yeah.
Shachis, and Meir.
We'll make it all day then.
Okay, well, we'll just keep the tefillin on all day. As we, okay.
I'll bring a marker, didn't have one today.
So should I just leave it for that then? Yeah?
I'll bring a marker. I went to look one for today. But
we need the marker. Marker.
I don't know the June's month yet. I don't know if it's marked.
No, it's not before June's month. It's last year before June's month.
No, I think we always do June's month. No. I'll do both, just to make sure. Okay. So so I'm going to stop here, and we're going to do that the 17th, from Yirtzeh Hashem. We'll figure out the time, right, in the morning.
Hold it.
Yes, because I didn't give so many because I wanted to run through. What? Okay.